In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So the Orthodox Church, Orthodox Christianity, loves to celebrate paradox and irony. A paradox in the faith is when God uses things that seem opposite, that seem even incompatible, when he uses them for our salvation. For example, how can a virgin be a mother? It's a paradox. It can't be, and yet it is. How can an eternal God die? God, by definition, can't die, and yet he does, and we live. How can something as basic as bread be the eternal body of Christ? We rule by serving. We receive by giving. We find strength in weakness. All these things are opposites. These things are paradoxes, and countless others, paradoxes that are nonetheless true. They are things that are incompatible and on the surface make no sense. Yet in Christ, they are celebrated as part of the mystery of our salvation. Another mystery of the Christian faith we celebrate both hymns and commemorations is irony. Irony. In the world, something ironic would be, for example, someone complaining on Facebook how useless Facebook is, right? That's ironic. A traffic cop with unpaid parking tickets. That's ironic. The church celebrates irony when something ironic works out for our salvation. And I think one of the church's favorite ironies is when something bad is destroyed, is stopped by its own badness. When something bad is stopped by its own badness. Like when an arsonist dies in the fire that he himself set. You know, some people would call that instant karma. But it is nonetheless ironic. So let me share a quick story from the book of Esther. Esther's quite an exciting little story. And so the villain of the story, his name is Haman. Now, Haman hates one of the heroes of the story, Mordecai. And Haman is plotting to have Mordecai killed. Haman builds a gallows 75 feet tall. You see the church steeple, imagine a gallows that high. And he builds it in order to hang Mordecai from it so that all the city can see him hanging there. Now, just when Haman is about to ask the king for permission to hang Mordecai, the fortunes of the story change, and Haman is exposed for a bunch of treachery. And so the king has Haman hung from the very gallows that Haman himself had built for somebody else. It's what we would call ironic. But in the church, it's more than just instant karma, right? In the church, this irony is part of the mystery of our salvation. The villain is destroyed by his own villainy. Nowhere is irony more pronounced in God's plan of salvation than in the cross. This coming week, tomorrow actually, and for the whole week following, we celebrate the feast known as the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Celebrate the finding of the true cross of Christ in the fourth century and its elevation in the church. But more than a historical event, it's also a celebration outside the intensity of Holy Week. It's a celebration to reflect on the mystery and power of the cross and in part on the irony of the cross. So how is the cross ironic? Well, as part of the preparation for the celebration of the cross, we read a gospel passage where Jesus mentions a certain event. He says to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, so must I be lifted up on the cross." Jesus compares the crucifixion to Moses lifting up a serpent in the wilderness. Now, that reference of Moses lifting up a serpent comes from the book of Numbers, from 21st chapter, if you want to look it up. The Israelites have been wandering through the desert for many years, and they begin complaining against God and blaspheming the manna that God had sent. And it says in the book of Numbers, a large group of fiery snakes comes out of the desert, and they bit many of the people, and these snakes were poisonous. and so many Israelites died. So Moses pleads for God's mercy on the people. And at God's command, Moses sets up a large pole shaped like a cross right there in the middle of the desert. And then Moses makes a bronze serpent, a bronze snake, a big one, and he sets it on top of this pole. And whoever got bit by a real snake, all they had to do was look out in the distance to that bronze snake that Moses had set. And if he or she looks at the bronze snake, no harm would come to them, even if they got bit by a serpent. And soon all the snakes went away. It's ironic because an image of the predator itself was the cure. The predator becomes the cure. Moses didn't put up an image of a lion. He didn't put up an image of an eagle. He didn't put up an image of a horse. But he put up an image of the very snake that was hurting the people. Just like Haman was killed by his own gallows that he himself built, here a snake stops the snakes. Now, why does Jesus mention this to Nicodemus? Jesus mentions this Moses story in the bronze serpent because it's a prototype. It's a foreshadowing of his own cross, of his upcoming crucifixion. You see, the irony of a snake stopping the snakes foreshadows the greatest irony in the universe, the cross of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. We know humanity through sin was trapped by death. The one inescapable feature of life, right, is death. Satan thought that death makes a mockery of all creation. But as always, God has the last word. How does God destroy death? He doesn't do it with a lightning bolt. He doesn't do it with a pillar of fire. He doesn't do it with a rush of a mighty wind. God uses the great irony. God tramples down death by death. God tramples down death by death itself. God uses death itself to destroy death. By accepting death on the cross, Jesus destroys death. You know, death took a body, as John Chrysostom tells us. Death took a body and met God face to face. And by taking that body into death, death itself dies. Death took what it thought was a victim, and now we have a path to eternal life. And this is the irony. This is the great mystery of the Church of Christ. Death is the arsonist that died in its own fire. Death is the villain that's hung on its own gallows. Death is trampled by its own self when it took the body of Jesus Christ and met God face to face. Orthodox Christianity loves to celebrate its paradoxes and its ironies. That a virgin can be a mother, that we rule by serving, when a villain is hung on his own gallows, when a snake is sent away by a snake. The greatest paradox, the greatest irony held in the mystery of the church is the paradox that God could die and the irony that in doing so, death is trampled by death. And this paradox and this irony is precisely what the church celebrates this coming week in the festival of the Holy Cross. Amen.